Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Built to Last: Successful Habits of Visionary Companies is a business and management book by Jim Collins and Jerry I. Porras that examines why certain companies endure for decades while others fade. Based on a long research project, the book compares visionary companies with their peers to identify patterns that explain lasting organizational performance. Rather than treating longevity as the result of a single great product, a heroic founder, or a brilliant short-term strategy, it argues that enduring companies are built around repeatable principles, internal discipline, and a stable core ideology. The book belongs to the management and organizational behavior genre, but it is written for a broad audience that includes executives, entrepreneurs, and managers. Its purpose is practical as well as analytical. It offers a framework for building institutions that can adapt and grow without losing their identity. Because of that focus, it remains influential as a study of long-term corporate durability rather than quick business tactics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, visionary companies are built on systems, not on individual charisma. A central claim of the book is that lasting companies do not depend primarily on one exceptional leader or one breakthrough idea. Collins and Porras argue that what matters most is the organizational system that keeps producing results after any one person has left. This is why the book emphasizes clock building over time telling. A time teller may be valuable in the moment, but a clock builder creates a mechanism that continues to work reliably over time. That distinction matters because it shifts attention away from personality-driven leadership and toward structures, habits, and institutional design. The company becomes the durable asset, not the executive. This idea also challenges the common habit of overcrediting visible successes to founders or CEOs. Instead, the book shows that visionary organizations create conditions where leadership is embedded in the company itself. For managers and entrepreneurs, the implication is clear: build processes, culture, and systems that outlast your own tenure rather than relying on your own presence to hold everything together. Secondly, the genius of the and replaces either or thinking with disciplined integration. One of the book's most distinctive ideas is the genius of the and, which rejects the assumption that organizations must choose between opposing goals. Instead of treating stability and change, profit and purpose, or tradition and innovation as mutually exclusive, visionary companies pursue both. This is not presented as a vague ideal, but as a practical discipline that requires leaders to tolerate complexity and avoid simplistic trade-offs. The authors use this concept to show that the strongest companies do not solve tension by eliminating one side. They solve it by holding both sides in productive balance. That is important because many business strategies fail when they lean too far toward short-term efficiencies, rigid tradition, or reckless innovation. The book argues that enduring organizations learn to combine seemingly contradictory strengths without collapsing into confusion. This is a major reason the book stands apart from more simplistic management advice. It does not offer a single formula for success. Instead, it trains readers to think more carefully about how opposing forces can reinforce each other when they are designed correctly. Thirdly, preserve the core while continuously stimulating progress. The most important balancing act in the book is the principle of preserve the core and stimulate progress. Collins and Porras argue that visionary companies remain stable because they protect their core ideology, which includes core values and a core purpose. At the same time, they remain dynamic by encouraging change, experimentation, and progress in everything that does not violate that core. This distinction is crucial because it prevents two common failures: rigid stagnation and identity drift. A company that changes without a stable center may lose coherence, while a company that protects everything may become obsolete. The book treats core ideology as the anchor that gives meaning and direction, while progress functions as the engine of adaptation. This framework helps explain how some companies can renew themselves repeatedly without losing their character. It also provides a practical test for decision-making. Does a new idea strengthen the mission and values of the organization, or does it undermine them? For leaders, the point is not to freeze the company in time, but to make change serve a deeper continuity. Fourthly, consistency and alignment turn abstract values into organizational reality. The book places strong emphasis on alignment, meaning that a visionary company makes sure its systems, policies, and practices support its core ideology. It is not enough to write a mission statement or announce values. Those ideas must be reflected in hiring, promotion, incentives, and everyday decisions. Collins and Porras stress that successful companies remove contradictions between what they say and what they do. This is one reason the book is so practical. It recognizes that culture is not created by slogans, but by repeated organizational choices. If a company claims to value innovation but punishes experimentation, the real culture will not match the stated one. If it praises integrity but rewards only short-term numbers, the mismatch will eventually damage trust. The idea of alignment gives leaders a way to diagnose why organizations drift away from their intentions. It also shows that enduring companies are not just inspired at the level of ideals. They are disciplined at the level of execution. That link between principle and practice is one of the book's most useful contributions to management thinking. Lastly, the book offers a research-based model for long-term organizational endurance. Built to Last is notable because it is grounded in comparative research rather than anecdote. Collins and Porras studied a set of companies over time to identify patterns that distinguished visionary firms from comparison firms. This research-based approach gives the book more credibility than a collection of inspirational business stories. It also explains why the book focuses on broad principles rather than fashionable tactics. The authors were looking for features that could survive different industries, economic cycles, and leadership changes. As a result, the book argues for timeless organizational habits instead of temporary competitive tricks. That makes it especially relevant for readers who need a framework for building institutions that can endure. The practical value is not limited to large corporations. The same principles can be adapted by nonprofits, startups, and mission-driven organizations that want continuity without rigidity. The deeper message is that longevity comes from architecture, not luck, by identifying structural habits of visionary companies. The book gives readers a way to think about durability as something designed intentionally rather than admired after the fact. In conclusion, Built to Last is best suited for readers who want to understand why some organizations endure while others peak early and decline. Executives, founders, managers, and students of leadership will benefit from its focus on organizational design, culture, and long-term decision-making. It is especially useful for anyone responsible for shaping a company's direction because it shows how values, systems, and strategy must work together if an organization is to remain coherent over time. Unlike many business books that emphasize tactics, short-term growth, or individual leadership style, this one is about the deeper architecture of enduring institutions. Its lasting value comes from the way it combines research with practical concepts such as clock building, the genius of the and, and preserve the core, stimulate progress. Those ideas help readers think beyond immediate performance and evaluate whether an organization is built to survive leadership change, market shifts, and internal pressure. As a result, the book stands out in the management genre as a study of durability, not just achievement, and as a guide to creating companies that remain identifiable and effective across generations. If you would like to support Jim Collins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.